This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The New York Times is reporting that Russian troops have seized the port city of Kherson in southern Ukraine. The Times cited Kherson Mayor Igor Kolyakov as saying the Ukrainian army had retreated and the city was now surrounded by Russian troops. The city of nearly 300,000 people is strategically located on an inlet near the Black Sea. The mayor also told reporters that about 10 armed Russian officers, including the Russian commander, had entered City Hall. But the Washington Post reported that the situation is still fluid. A Ukrainian Armed Forces spokesman told the Post the battle continues. Meanwhile, explosions struck the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, where Russian troops continue to lay siege to Kharkiv in the east. Kharkiv has been the target of the most intensive of the Russian airstrikes. Ukrainian authorities said Russian attacks killed 21 people on Tuesday and four more Wednesday morning. Heavy shelling also continued in the southern port city of Mariupol. The city's mayor said the wounded were unable to evacuate. Ukraine's emergency agency says Russia's attacks over the past week have killed more than 2,000 people across the country. The United Nations Refugee Agency told the Associated Press that more than 1 million people have fled Ukraine since the Russian invasion began a week ago, making it the swiftest refugee exodus in this century. The agency says the exodus amounts to more than 2% of Ukraine's population. Officials with Ukraine's main nuclear regulatory agency says staff maintaining the decommissioned nuclear power plant in Chernobyl are hungry, exhausted, and at increased risk of making errors while under the control of Russian military occupiers. Russian forces quickly disarmed a nuclear plant security force of 150 troops shortly after the February 24th invasion. The head of the UN nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, is urging restraint regarding Ukrainian nuclear facilities and stressing the need to ensure that those who work there can continue to do so safely. Chernobyl is the site of the world's worst nuclear disaster. A reactor suffered a core meltdown on April 26, 1986, followed by a series of explosions. This is VOA News. Hundreds of thousands of people in Sydney, Australia, have been ordered to evacuate to avoid life-threatening floods triggered by days of torrential rains that have soaked Australia's eastern coast. Authorities say rivers are rising over their banks in Australia's largest city, home to 5 million people. Steph Cook, the Emergency Services Minister for New South Wales State, warned residents Thursday of treacherous weather conditions over the next 24 hours. About 200,000 people have been ordered to evacuate their homes, and authorities are warning that another 300,000 may soon have to join them. Flood waters were also rising in Brisbane, Australia's third most populous city, located more than 900 kilometers north of Sydney. The unpredictable storm front has crawled southwards along the east coast from Queensland to New South Wales, creating havoc as rivers and reservoirs broke their banks, with water swamping homes up to their roofs. Meanwhile, the state of Western Australia fully reopened its borders for the first time in nearly 2 years Thursday with the end of COVID-19 restrictions. People arriving from other parts of the country can enter Western Australia state without going into mandatory isolation if they have received three COVID-19 vaccine doses and test negative for the virus upon arrival. International travelers only need to have two doses of a coronavirus vaccine and a negative test to enter, while unvaccinated foreigners need an exemption to enter the country. And Authorine Lucy Foster, the first black student to enroll at the University of Alabama, has died at the age of 92. Her daughter says Mrs. Foster died Wednesday morning. Known then by her maiden name, Authorine Lucy attended classes at the Southern U.S. University in 1956 when it was an all-white school, but was expelled 3 days later after her presence led to hostile protests and threats against her life. Black students did not return to the University of Alabama until 1963, when then-Governor George Wallace made his infamous stand in the schoolhouse door. Foster's death comes less than a week after university officials dedicated the campus building where she attended classes in her honor. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.